much as I hate to say this, I need your help. I have a physics test on Monday, and I cannot study in my room with these two pinheads fighting with each other.
All right. Okay, girls, what's the problem?
Tinkerbell won't let me use the stereo.
Frank, I always prepare for my dates by listening to a very important tape.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford, 10 Days to a Better Mole.
It is not Cindy Crawford. It's called Teenage Dating Tips. And for your information, they've made me what I am today, Missy.
Okay. Karen, you listen to the stereo while you're getting ready for your date. Al, you can listen to it the rest of the night.
I'm okay with that. Me too.
Well, I'll tell you, Dana. When it comes to solving problems, old Frankie's got the magic touch. Get out.
Oh, yeah? Well, how does old Frankie propose that I study for my test with the stereo blasting all night?
Why don't you go to the library?
The library? Oh, that's great. I want peace and quiet to do my homework, and you send me to a pickup joint like the library.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hey, what did they say about fixing the camera?
Well, they said it'll cost about $400 to fix it. I figure at that price, might as well spend $500 and buy a new one.
$500, honey, that's a lot of money. Do you think we even need a video camera?
Yes, the kids are going to be moving out before we know it, and we need this to capture those special moments we're sharing as a family.
Thanks a lot for ruining my life, Frank. From now on, when I have a problem, I'll talk to a stray dog instead of you.
Was that one of those special moments, honey?
Dudesy! Man, I have had it with teachers. Dad, I tried apologizing just like you said, but he still gave me detention for one little practical joke.
JT, you're gonna get punished when you put Nair in your gym teacher's jockstrap. It's just the way it is, pal.
I guess so. Dude, JT, you just need somebody to cheer you up. That's why the code man's gonna take you to a place where the fun never stops.
We're going to the topless car wash.
Better. We're going to the Lakeview Retirement Home.
How's that fun?
Bro, I go there a couple times a week just to check on my buds. Hey, you know, they're just like you and me, except they're, you know, older and wrinklier, and they suck down a lot more stewed prunes. By the way, an excellent purgative.
Sorry, Coatman, but I'd rather do anything than hang out with a bunch of old people.
Huh. JT, I'm real glad to hear that, because I need a little extra help scumming out the septic tank today.
Okay, which way to the prune bar?
Join us tomorrow for another episode of Edge of Darkness.
Tell you, Esther, if I watch one more soap opera, I'm gonna lose my lunch. Not that it was worth keeping.
I hear you, Walter. I've been sitting in this chair so long, I'm getting butt burned.
Yeah, I wish something interesting had happened around here.
Dude! Selma, babe, looking good, huh? Hey. Oh, Leonard, my man, you got the orthopedic cross trainers.
Oh, gotta love that.
Esther, babe, the code man got you a little something to wear in the dining room when it gets nippy.
Oh, hog mamas do it on two wheels. Cody, you're so hot. If I were only 60 years younger,
we'd be styling.
Totally.
Walter, my main man. How's it going, bud?
Shirley still got the love Jones for you?
Night and day, code man. She's all over me like Ben Gay on a bad joint.
The Walternator, huh? Kicking butt on the battlefield of love. Yeah. Is this guy cool or what?
Tell me, Cody, Do you have that fly fishing magazine I asked for?
Yeah, buddy. Check this out, dude.
Gonna knock your socks off.
Just don't let Shirley catch you.
Hi there. I'm JT. Cody said I should talk to you.
Well, hi, Sonny. You're cute. You look just like that little boy in the Munsters.
Lady, you're killing me.
Okay, you headbangers, let's get ready to have a little jam session. Yeah, I wrote a song special just for you. I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the stuck in a nursing home watching soap operas all day waiting for my rotten kids who never show up blues. I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the sick and tired of eating rotten food and getting butt burned watching soap operas all day blues. But when the code man comes, he's gonna chase all my blues away. I'm in Atlanta, give us some 88. Tapioca pudding and going to bed at 6 o'clock blues.
Drop everything. Close your eyes.
Oh, not this again. Okay.
Help, help. I'm all alone and a handsome young burglar is breaking into my house.
Carol, that's not what I had in mind. But I'll take a rain check. I got you a surprise.
Oh, a new video camera. I thought you didn't want to spend the money.
No, honey. I said I didn't want to spend $500. But after 3 days of careful shopping, I found the best deal in town. $162.50.
$162.50? What kind of camera costs $162.50?
Carol, let me explain to you the world of retail. A camera like this costs about 23 cents to make somewhere in China. Yeah, the rest is all added on by the store to cover the cost of middlemen and overhead. But old Frankie's a little too smart to fall for that. I found a place that cuts out the middleman. Rusty's Galaxy of Gadgets.
Rusty's Galaxy of Gadgets? I never heard of it.
Yeah, honey, a guy at work told me about him. Rusty's all over.
What do you mean all over? Like a chain?
Yeah, all over like a Buick. He sells out of the trunk of his car.
Frank, are you an idiot?
Carol, I checked it out before I bought it. It works great. Yeah, come here. I'll show you. Come on.
What?
Now, do that dance you did at the New Year's party.
Oh, I don't want to. No,
oh,
that's
on.
So silly.
Honey, it was very cute. Everybody loved it. Now, come on. Just do it for me here. And go.
Ba-dum-dum-dum.
Oh, yeah.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Dum-dum-dum.
Ba-bum-bum-bum.
Carol. Carol.
What?
Oh. Dude.
Cody, got a new camera. Why don't you say something here?
Oh, no, Uncle Frank, I'm really not in the mood.
What's the matter, Cody?
I just talked to my friends at the Lakeview Retirement Home. My main man, Walter, died.
Oh.
I can't believe it. I was just up there jamming with him the other day.
Oh, gee, Cody, we're really sorry.
Yeah, me too. You know, but Walter always told me that when you lose a friend, you shouldn't mourn his death. You know, you should, like, celebrate his life.
Walter sounds like a pretty special guy.
Yeah, he is the best. Oh, he left me this letter. I just haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Oh, well, let's see what it says.
Okay.
Dear Codeman, my lawyer will give you this letter after I croak.
Walter was psychic.
You've been a real pal to me, Codeman, so I'm leaving you my little nest egg. I asked my lawyer to throw a farewell party for me at Lakeview. At that time, he'll give you a check for $250,000.
What? $250,000?
Wow, I'm like a rich dude.
So, Codeman, I hear you came into a little cash.
Yeah, buddy. My main man, Walter, died. He left me $250,000. I'm like a millionaire. Except I'm about, like, $750,000 short.
Wow, that's major bucks. Any idea how you're gonna spend it?
Yeah, dude, I'm making a list. See, I thought I'd get Uncle Frank a new power mower. And then I could buy pizza every night, and then Carol wouldn't have to cook, right?
Cody, you can't just fritter your money away. You gotta invest. You gotta plan for the future.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You have any idea what I should invest in?
Me!
You?
Sure. Okay. Picture this. You buy me a Maserati. I snag a rich babe, buy a castle in Spain, and you could park your van in our driveway for the rest of your life. There it is. Your future. Solid as a rock.
Yeah. How much do these Maserati dealies cost?
Oh, $100,000. A mere drop in the bucket.
Sounds good. I'll put it down.
Cody.
The Dane Meister.
You know, Codeman. I've been thinking. I've been in kind of a cranky mood for the past year and a half. And I just want to let you know that even though I act like I hate your guts, I'm really quite fond of you.
Oh, excuse me while I hurl.
Oh, Cody. I just had the best idea. Well, now that you're rich, you can finance my exercise video.
Cody, I need $5,000 for baseball camp.
I need a color laptop and laser printer.
I need a pony.
It's one at a time.
Okay. I want an apartment in the garage.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
You hold it right there.
Right.
Okay, look through that and press that button.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. This is a lot easier than our other camera.
Yeah, see? Right. Honey, you don't have to spend $5 billion to get a good camera.
Right. Frank, the eye thingy fell out.
Oh, geez, honey, you must be using it wrong. Let me show you. You have to be very gentle with a piece of high-tech equipment like this, you know? You gotta...
Frank, this camera's falling apart!
No, it's not. No, it's not. But it is getting a little warm.
You're gonna think this sounds really strange and everything, but can I borrow some money, please?
Buddy, why do you need money? You just inherited $250,000.
I know, but, well, JT wants a Maserati, and Dana wants me to build her an apartment over the garage, and Karen wants me to finance her exercise video. Well, I want to make everybody happy, but it just adds up to more money than I've got.
Cody, let me tell you something about Frank's and my kids. They're greedy little pigs. They'd steal the gold out of your teeth if you fell asleep with your mouth open.
Wow. I mean, look, I know they're asking me for some pretty major stuff, but look, what's the use of having a lot more money if you can't spend it on your buds?
But why don't you just spend it on yourself?
On what? You've seen my van. I live like a king.
Look, Cody, I can't tell you what to do with the money. I mean, Walter trusted you to do the right thing, and frankly, I think he picked the perfect guy. I mean, you may be a little... different. But you got a good heart. And I know that tomorrow, when you get that money, you're going to do the right thing with it.
Thanks, Carol. You're pretty smart. You know, Walter would have liked you.
Isn't it great that Walter left all his money to Cody?
Oh, sure. He gets 250 G's and all we get's a lousy cake.
Oh, Shirley, lighten up. You need a man.
Tell me about it.
Okay, everybody. We're ready to start. I want to thank you all for attending this party donated by our late friend, Walter Goldman. As his attorney, it's my pleasure today to present a check for $250,000 to Walter's beneficiary and good friend, Cody Lampert. Cody.
Thanks, bro. Walter, dude, got that angel thing happening, bro. You know, when I first found out I was getting all this bread, it kind of blew me away. But Walter told me to do the right thing with it. So I've decided to give it to some people who've really meant a lot to me. People who've taken me in and treated me like family. To the Lamperts and Fosters, I give $500 for a new video camera. And to make up for Uncle Frank being such a bonehead and buying an exploding camera from a guy in a Buick. Now, I know my little cuz dudes were expecting me to buy them a lot of really cool stuff, but I hope you guys understand that there's a much more important place to use that money. You know, after hanging out here, I've learned a few things. The way we treat old people in this society is totally bogus. You know, we put them in a retirement home, stick them in front of a TV, and totally ignore all their knowledge and experience. In other cultures, the elders of the tribes are totally honored and revered for their wisdom. So today, I'm honoring and revering you dudes, the residents of the Lakeview Retirement Home. I'm using the rest of this money to put in a therapy pool, a massage room, a roller disco, and a couple of jet skis, huh? Business stuff. Let's do one for Walter, huh? Right. This is a straight rock and roller in the key of C, brother.
Okay, okay.